Hello, brilliant entrepreneur. It's Tash Corbin here, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Center Business Podcast. This is episode number 360, which means you can find all the relevant links and the show notes for today's episode over at tashcorbin.com/360. Today, we are talking about the balance or the divide between embracing structure and organization versus creativity and freedom. So if you feel like you've got this balancing act that you need to have, or there's a bit of a battle going on for you, or you are avoiding structure and organization because you want to maintain more creativity and freedom, I think this is going to be a really powerful conversation for us to have. Let's dive in. I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast. Okay, so the first thing that I want to say is that if you naturally or automatically think that the opposite of creativity is structure, then we need to ensure that we bring that to the surface first and foremost. The number one reason people give me why they don't embrace more structural planning in their business is because they want freedom. They want creativity. They want to go with the flow. And actually, what they're doing is seeing those two things as opposites of each other. However, in reality, one feeds the other. And so we are wired to see these as opposites, but they aren't. So the big challenge for entrepreneurs, especially creatives, people who identify as neurodivergent or with ADHD, that kind of thing, or people who are those real freedom seekers, right? So if you're in those spaces as an entrepreneur, so you're an entrepreneur, but you also are creative or neurodivergent or a freedom lover, or like me, all three. Yes, I'm all three. I feel you, right? So the challenge for us then is to remember that it's not two ends of the opposite, right? It's not the more structure I have, the less creative I am, or the more organized I am, the less freedom I have to be flexible. Because in a lot of cases, the opposite is actually true. So I want to give you an example before we go any further. I was working with someone in the Takeoff program. In there, we have a little structure around being on social media each day. What are the key things that you do? And so I've got this little strategy that I used to use when I was posting consistently in Facebook groups, where I'd have this spreadsheet and it would have the groups that I'm in order of most relevant to least relevant. I had the theme days of the groups there. I had the link in there. And so I could go through and I would set a timer and go into the group, do my post, engage with some other people's content, and then move on to the next one, right? So I was doing this in a really strategic way, and I would set my timer for 20 minutes. So 20 minutes a day, I could know all my Facebook group stuff is done. And so I was talking about this in the Takeoff program, and someone said, yeah, but my social media time, my time on Facebook in the groups, it's not just for growing my business. It's also my fun time. And I feel like doing it with this structure sucks the fun out of it. And so I was like, okay, but what if, because your social media time for business and for growth, your strategic social media time and your social media time for fun are all mishmashed together now, what is the vibe that you feel most of the time when you're on social media, right? So even though right now you're not structured about it, does social media time always feel really fun? Or are you worried, oh, what have I ever done my post for today? Oh, what should I do, right? Do you get to the end of the day and realize you've been on Facebook for 3 hours throughout the day, but actually haven't done anything to grow your business? And she's like, yeah, actually, that happens to me quite a lot, is I don't put my posts into the Facebook groups until the evening because I've been having fun on Facebook all day, but I haven't necessarily done those basics. And so what we did was I said, well, let's just do an experiment for a week that you do this 20-minute process, and let's see. All the other time that you're on Facebook is fun time, right? All the other, and you can still have fun in the 20 minutes that you're doing for your business, but you're also ticking off some really important milestones. Let's see what that does in terms of time spent on Facebook, but also the level of fun you have on Facebook. And her feedback was that she did a little 20-minute routine. It meant that when she was on Facebook, it was No pressure. Not, oh, I must remember to do this and I must remember to do that while I'm here having fun. But actually, it was true just fun time on social media outside of that little structured piece. And she spent far less time on social media because she got more fun from her fun time faster. So this is that example of where a little bit of structure actually creates that sense of freedom, play, and creativity. So the other thing that we do in that is in that Facebook strategy is that we also do your post on your Facebook page for the day. And what this person also realized was that the only time she really remembered to do her post on her Facebook page was when she was trying to make sales, when she needed to do promos. So all the in-between content, that's the fun stuff, the engaging stuff, the I'm just sharing because stuff, was being forgotten. And what that meant was her posts on her Facebook page were more often than not just promos, and her page was starting to really lose its reach and its engagement. So by creating that structure again around her Facebook time, it meant that she posted on her Facebook page every day, not just on promo days. And so that little bit of structure created more results and it created that more consistency. But it also meant that at the end of the day, if she wanted to do an extra post on her social channel, she was free to do that and to do a really creative something, because she didn't have to put pressure on the other posts to do another job, right? It was like, well, I know that all my promos are scheduled out. I know that all my posts, I know what I'm doing on my socials for the next 6 months, right? So if I've got an idea for an extra little Facebook Live just because, I can do that. I've got space to be creative because I know the basics are taken care of. So that's when creativity peaks, is when we can relax. That's when our sense of freedom peaks, is when we can relax. So if the thing between you and being able to relax about your business is a little bit of structure, I would argue that structure is the source of creativity. Organization is the source of freedom. So just that 20 minutes of structured time on social media meant that there was time to be more space, more time to be creative and have fun with social media, which was the thing that the person was resisting it for in the first place. So it's really powerful. Some types of structure increase our stresses. So I know there's apps for people who identify as neurodivergent. I've played with a couple of them, but I find that they just really like overschedule me. And that sense of overscheduling does not create spaciousness and creativity for me. So not all structure creates freedom. Not all structure works for all people. But I believe that seeing structure as one of the sources of creativity and freedom allows us to be more open to ways we can simplify, streamline, be more planned and considered, in ways that work for us. So another example of this would be like if you were to buy a planner, right? So, you know, I have the Heart Center Business Planner, probably. So every year I sell a yearly planner with a system of how to manage yourself over throughout the year to maximize what you achieve in your plan. And so the Heart Center Business Planning System has been going since 2013. In that, I've created a process and a structure that works for online business owners who maybe have some executive dysfunction stuff. They're not someone who loves, you know, managing themselves within an inch of their lives, right? I created it for me and then sold it to people who need the thing that I need as well. And so, like, I'm someone who I don't think that you should be working 12-hour days, regardless of how excited you are about your business. I'm someone who I look for the laziest way to achieve my goals and get things done. So the planner that I create is going to be very different to a planner or something to help you get organized that someone who gets up at 5 a.m. creates. And so that's why it's important that we recognize not all structure is going to create that sense of freedom, creativity for us. Not all structure fits me and suits me, just as it doesn't fit you and suit you. So when it comes to learning how to structure things, right? There's certain business mentors that I love because, yeah, they're amazing, they're successful, and I have great conversations with them. But I also know they work 12-hour days. I will not be buying any kind of how to structure anything from those people. I will not be getting advice from them on how to outsource, because they work too hard. For their outsourcing to work, they have to work 12-hour days. I will not be getting advice from them on how to maximize organic reach online, because in order for them to do that, they work 12-hour days. Not interested, thank you very much. And so that's an important thing when we're considering structure and being organized and those sorts of things, what are some of the alignments that you have with that person versus what are some of the ways that you're different. So speaking of planners, actually, when this comes out, it's going to be either just before or just as we've launched the 2024 Heart Center Business Planning System. So if you would like to find out more, we'll have the link to that in the show notes. You can jump on the wait list or buy it now if it's available now. So that's at tashcorbin.com/360. We'll have a link to the Heart Center Business Planning System. So if that is something that you want to explore, it's one of the big pieces of feedback that I get from the planning system every year is that the most creative people, the most freedom craving people who join the planning posse, that's what we call ourselves, the most creatively driven people, the most freedom loving people, they're the ones who give the biggest amazing testimonials, because they recognize finally that the problem was not organization, it was the way they were trying to organize themselves. And so this way of organizing themselves, this way of creating structure around their goals and plans is clear enough that it's taken away a lot of the big decision making on a daily basis and we're not getting decision fatigue. But it's also flexible enough that you can work within like some flexible structures, and so you don't need to be a perfect specimen of a neurotypical human being in order to get results and be able to win and implement it, right? Win on your goals and actually implement your plan. So if you've got any questions about the planning system, please do feel free to get in touch, but just go and check it all out with the show notes of today's episode at tashcorbin.com/360. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Heart Center Business Podcast. I hope I've planted a seed here that structure and organization are not necessarily the enemy. It's just about finding the ones that contribute to the most creativity and freedom for you. And until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.